Hey you guys, what's going on? This is your girl Lena. Welcome back to Lena Talks, where we talk about what a woman talks about. How's it going, guys? I'm hoping everybody has been awesome, blessed, happy, and getting ready for this wonderful holiday season that's coming up in like 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, guys, just thinking about it makes my heart beat. It's just, I love Christmas and I love what Christmas brings. I love the smell of it. I just love everything about Christmas. I swear Christmas makes me so happy. But this Christmas is going to actually be kind of different for me this year, you guys. And, but hey, I guess I'll be okay. But, yeah, you guys, let's talk about us. And when I mean about us, I mean you. I mean me. I mean loving ourselves. We have to love ourselves, guys. We have to. It is a must. Because I'm going to tell you something. Shit is real. Mental illnesses are real. And it starts out in us. Okay, I don't know if you guys listened to my last episode of me. I did of depression. I actually had an episode this past Sunday, which freaked me out really bad to the point that it actually changed my life. To the point that it made me realize that how important that I was. Because at that time, I thought that I wasn't important. Like, I thought I wasn't important. I thought no one loved me. I thought no one cared about me. Because it was just so much stuff going on in my life to the point it was overwhelming, you know? It was overwhelming. And it's really important, you guys, that we have to really make sure that we're good. If you guys feel like you're like to the point that you can't take it anymore and you just want to give up on everything, when you start feeling like that, immediately, I can't repeat it enough, immediately seek help. Okay? Immediately seek help because that shit is serious. And it will mess you up. It will scar you. Trust me, I know. It will scar you. Okay, so if you guys ever feel like that, please immediately get help. We gotta start loving ourselves, guys. We have to. Because we are our number one supporter. We are our own critics. We are our own everything. We make our own judgments. We make our own choices. We make our own decisions. Okay? We have to stop listening and depending on other people and start listening and depending on ourselves, okay? Because that's our biggest problem nowadays, guys. We don't take our time and listen to ourselves. We're so worried about what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say. What about worrying about what we're going to do or what we're going to think and what we're going to say? Because, you know, I feel like it's just so much. I'm not going to say it's not a lot of honest people in this world, because there are and they're not. But who you going to believe? You're going to believe yourself. You're going to trust yourself. And like I said, I think half of that comes from, like, our mental illness comes from us not believing in ourselves or, you know, taking our time for ourselves. And, like, dealing with these mental illnesses are, like, really, really scary, like, to the point that we are definitely going to need to seek help. I'm sorry, guys, I'm grabbing stuff. But we really are going to need to seek help. If you feel like, you know, you can't do it anymore. And, you know, I actually want to give you guys some advice. Things that I've been trying out lately. Like, I actually downloaded a app, but I actually had this app for like years. It's called Calm. And when I tell you Calm apps actually helps, oh my gosh, like the best app that you could ever can use. Like, that map is amazing, you guys. And I'm sorry, I said map. Let's rephrase. That app, APP, not MAP. Blooper. But anyways, that app really actually, excuse me, guys, helps. So, definitely, you guys definitely need to go ahead and download that. So I'm going to actually tell you what's on there. So this app actually has sections where they have different type of meditation that you can do for gratitude, how to be happy, for anxieties, to sleep well, and all kinds of things, you guys, that you can think of that you're going through. It actually helped with a lot of mental illnesses. So definitely, guys, go check that out. It's called Calm. And they also have like stories that you can listen to, which I love listening to it at night because it actually relaxes your body and your mood and your mind. Because you got to think about it, guys. Where do these mental illnesses come from? They come from your mind. They come from your mind, your brain. Like, it actually is like a special chemical that releases out of your brain into your mind, and it affects your moods, how you feel, how you sleep, and it messes, like, it really messes you up to the point it floods your brain to the point that you can't think and do anything but feel like you're miserable all the time. And who wants to feel like they're miserable all the time? You have a life to live. We have lives to live. And like I said, it's not fun to feel like, you know, there's nothing out there for us and we're never going to fall in love or we're never going to be with that person that we want to be with, or we're never going to get that job we want, or we're never going to get money. We're never going to, you know, never gonna should never be in our category, like in our vocabulary. Never. And that's the only time I'm going to say never for, is never saying that again. Because you got to think about it, guys. We are strong. We are tough. But it all lies in us. It all lies in us. We have to make ourselves strong. We have to give out that strength. We do not, nobody else but you. We have to encourage ourselves. We have to love ourselves. We have to be there for ourselves. We have to trust ourselves. Because ain't nobody else gonna really do that. You know, like, I've been hurt so many times in my life. To the point, it's so amazing how I still actually trust people nowadays. Because that's how bad I've been hurt, to the point I don't even trust people. Like, it seemed like every time I get involved or in a situation, I'm always getting hurt, or, you know, I'm never happy. Like, for relationships, like, you know, for instance, like, I could never stay in a happy relationship. Never. Why? I don't know. I just never could stay in a happy relationship. And it sucks because, you know, everyone wants to be in a happy relationship. Everybody wants to be happy. I know I do. I want to get married. I want to have another kid. Like, I have two girls already, but I wouldn't mind having another kid. Hoping for a boy, because I have two girls, and having girls is like a whole new experience. So I'm trying to see how I feel like to have a, you know, a son. You know, I just want to have a happy family. which I do have a family, which is just me and my girls. I'm just talking like having a husband. I want to, yes, I am that type that wants to live in a nice house. I mean, it doesn't have to be a mansion. I mean, it would be nice to have a mansion. I wouldn't complain. But it don't have to be no mansion. It can be just a nice, decent, safe, wonderful size house for me, my kids, and my husband. Well, me and my husband are entrepreneurs doing our own thing. You know, we both have a relationship with God. We both believe in each other as well as ourselves. Making sure that our kids are good. You know, making sure life goes on. I mean, everybody has problems. But I also, my dream is when I do get a husband, is to be able to work out our problems with no type of issues. Because I feel like that's always an issue. You are in a relationship and you guys have arguments or disagreements. It's always, F you, you know what, I don't want to do this no more. You know, it's always that. Instead of, hey baby, you know what are we doing? Let's work out our problems. Because nobody is perfect. No one is perfect. At all. So I feel like we just need to just like, you know, step up more and start loving ourselves. Because like I said, at the end, we are all we have. And what is going on with me? I'm tongue twisted today, y'all. I mean as us. Okay? I can't believe I couldn't get that out at first. That's embarrassing. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm a little tongue twisted and going insane, but I'm good though. But yeah, but on a real note though, you guys, we really need to get it together. Like, we really need to love ourselves, because I feel like if more people love themselves, this world would actually wouldn't be so crazy like it is. Because I feel like a lot of people that do meet crazy things in this world or whatever, because they don't love themselves and they don't have relationships with God, obviously. And I'm sorry to bring in the spiritual, you know, but I'm just speaking. Hey, that's why y'all here listening, because this is Alina Talk. This is Alina talking. But I really feel like that. Like, you know, a lot of people that do crazy things or whatever is the fact because they don't love themselves. They never got a chance to know themselves. And we need to do that, guys. We really need to stop taking ourselves for granted. We need to keep our heads up instead of keeping our heads down. And that's another reason too. I feel like a lot of things, like people don't get encouraged or do things that they want to do is because their head is always down. Like me, for instance. We have to keep our heads up high. We were not born with our heads down. We were born with our heads up and high. How you gonna see what you need to do when your head is down? You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep your head up so you can see what's in front of you. All right? Like, another thing I wanna leave with this also. Actually, two things. Number one, always remember what Alina told you. There's always a silver lining between every dark cloud. Okay, listen to what I said. There's always a silver lining between every dark cloud. Okay, which I don't remember who told me this or who or where I heard it from, but I always took that quote and tried to use it. And it makes a lot of sense, though, because there is always a silver lining between every dark cloud. It's going to get better for us, guys. It's just up to us to make it happen. And we have to. We gotta make it happen some way, somehow. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to Alina Talks. Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. Once again, thank you for all the support, and make sure you guys just start loving yourselves, damn it. Okay? I want you guys to love yourselves no matter what. Because like I said, you are special. We're special, guys. We're special. We are on this earth for a reason, okay? Just remember that. We are on this earth for a reason. Everyone has a purpose in life. It just takes us to find it and realize it and go for it and do it. Okay? All right, guys. Love you and thank you for the support. And always remember to stay confident. See you guys.